resurrections from the Old Testament record. He could remember the ones that had been healed, the ones that had been raised up. And perhaps it was just a short while ago and a small distance away that the widow of Nain had her son raised back to life again. And so hope began to spring forth within his heart and within his mind. And he decided, I'm going where he is. It doesn't matter how far I have to journey. It doesn't matter what I have to ride on. If you got to saddle my camel, I'm going to go. And whatever it takes, I'm going to get to the presence of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to ask him to have mercy on my daughter and come and heal her. However long the journey was, he finally arrived at Jesus, and the Bible says he fell at his feet and begged him earnestly. All of his family, all of his friends, all of them, no doubt, would encourage him to do so. They did not have answers either. There was not a way of deliverance that they could provide. And so Jesus began his journey with Jairus. But there were interruptions. There were delays. A woman with a hemorrhage condition. And for 12 years, she suffered with that. She spent all she had. She tried many remedies. She went to this doctor and that specialist and another expert, and no one had an answer for her. In her weakness, she decided, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. And she pushed her way through the crowd, no doubt being bumped, no doubt almost being knocked down. But she stretched her weak fingers to touch the hem of his garment, and immediately she was healed. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God that he can do a miraculous work. Jesus stopped and said, who touched me? His disciples were incredulous. There's a crowd around you, Lord. They're all pushing. They're all jostling. They're all trying to get your attention and be able to be in your presence. What do you mean, who touched you? I felt virtue leave me. Praise God. It wasn't that she was going to be in trouble. It wasn't that she was going to be reprimanded for reaching out and touching the hem of his garment. No, she stepped forward and identified herself as the one who touched him. Thank God that there can be those who are determined to touch him. There can be those who will be recognized when they touch him. There can be those who are healed when they touch him. Hallelujah! Because he still has the power to deliver. Praise God. At another time, I'm sure Jairus could have rejoiced. I'm sure he could have smiled big with everybody else. He could have applauded the Lord and raised hosannas to the heavens because of what the Lord had done. But now he is worried. Now every delay might mean death. Now it could be that he's not going to be in time. And so he's worried and he's trying to hurry the master along. But the Lord takes time for everyone. The Lord doesn't hurry by you because there's somebody more important. There's somebody more wealthy. There's somebody with more influence. Oh, no. My God knows your name. My God knows your condition. My God knows your situation. And he has deliverance. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. And how it must have struck the heart of Jairus when the Lord called her daughter. Your faith hath made you whole. Go in peace. Because that was what he was wanting for his daughter. That's what he was holding on for. That's what he was believing God for. And he felt every step that they did not take was a delay that could bring the devil to his doorstep and take his daughter in death. And sure enough, here come servants that he recognized. It was a big crowd. He probably didn't recognize hardly anyone. He may not have known who Jesus was and had to ask, where is he? Who is he? Point him out to me so that I could ask him. And now he recognizes a couple of faces. He knows they're from his household. They come to him with expressions of sorrow upon their face. Their words were, "Why trouble the master any longer? Your daughter is dead." And oh, how it must have slammed into his heart. How it must have gripped him. But Jesus grabbed a hold of the situation as well. Jesus stepped forward. Jesus declared, "Be not afraid, only believe." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he kept on going. He probably had to help Jairus along. Jairus, with his tears streaming down his face, wondering what did happen. Why the delay? We could have been there on time. All of these things perhaps running through his mind and hammering his heart. But Jesus was there with him to keep on going. Oh, keep going with Jesus. Keep going with the Lord. Don't stop. Don't turn around. Amen. Keep going and walk on with him to see the miracles that he can minister. Finally, they arrived at his home. They went into the house. There was his wife crying over the body of their beloved daughter. But Jesus said, "I say unto thee, arise." Hallelujah. And life came back into that little girl, 12 years old, having the touch of God in her life. Those in tumult, those in tears, began to laugh, and an astonishment came upon them that the Bible says was a great astonishment. I'm glad our God can do that kind of work. I'm glad he can bring that kind of deliverance. I'm glad that he can provide. A small group. I don't know if they called them a share group. Probably not. It was a sorrow group. But they shared their pain. They shared their lack of hope. They shared their meager belongings. Because they were lepers. And there was 10 of them. And as they saw the evidence of their disease upon one another, the sores break out, the skin turn white, and the horrible aspects of it all, lower and lower they sank in depression and despair, walking about trying to find provision, crying out to those who came near, we're lepers, stand off. And they stood off from Jesus. The Bible says they stood afar off, but they lifted up their voices. Thank God we can lift up our voice. We can lift it up in praise and worship. We can lift it up in praise and thanksgiving. And we can lift it up in supplication and intercession. Thank God he hears our voice. Thank God he does not ignore it. They lifted up their voice. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Alone in their isolation, their family and friends at a great distance, not only in geographical range, but in memory as well. They could not remember, no doubt, the feeling of that little one that they held so dearly. And they could not remember the pride, perhaps, of their sons as they learned the trade that they were passing on. So many things that were distant to them. And here they were, keeping their distance from the Lord, but crying out to him and asking for mercy. I'm thankful that the Lord simply said, "Go show yourselves unto the priests." And no doubt from their upbringing in the synagogue, they could remember Leviticus 14. They could remember the steps that they had to take to go to the priest. It had never been done before. And they looked at one another with quizzical looks upon their face and wondering, what does that mean? Should we go ahead and go? Should we stay here? Should we continue crying out? Then finally came to a consensus. Let's go. Let's show ourselves to the priest. And as they went, the Bible says, they were healed. Thank God. Their obedience resulted in the blessing of the Lord coming upon their bodies and their spirits and their hearts. Praise God. And I think the lepers began to leap in praise and in worship unto the Lord because of the change that they saw come to them. Hallelujah. And I don't know if the other nine recognized one that turned around and went back. Perhaps in their joy, perhaps in their exuberance, and in their desire to obey the command to go and show themselves to the priest, they didn't realize that one of them had turned back to glorify God. And when he got to the place where Jesus was, he was glorifying the Lord. He was giving thanks. Hallelujah. And Jesus said to him, "Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Thank God. There was a touch from God that came again. Maybe there was something mental. Maybe there was something emotional. Maybe there was something that scarred him on the inside as well as on the outside. But the Lord took care of it. The Lord knew how to bring deliverance. The Lord knew how to make him whole. Oh, thank God we're serving a deliverer today. We're calling on one who can deliver. Who shall deliver me? Jesus. Because he's the one who said that he would give power. Hallelujah. John declared, "As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." Power to become. We don't have that power in ourselves. Yes, we can make it a certain distance. Yes, we can achieve places in our work, and we can have the diplomas and the certificates and the training and so on. But oh, deliverance from death again is what we're talking about. And I'm glad that the Lord gives us power to become what he wants us to be, sons of God that believe on his name. He said, "You shall be endued with power from on high." You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Praise God. I'm thankful he wasn't giving empty promises. I'm thankful he wasn't just talking through his turban. I'm thankful he was declaring something that was powerful, something that was real, something that was going to be received by everyone. Hallelujah. Born of the water, born of the Spirit. Thank God. The reality is we're baptized in the precious name of Jesus. We're filled with his wonderful Spirit. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. If God be for us. If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Thank God for his delivering power. Thank God for his strength. Oh, yes. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Paul, in his delineation of 17 different entities, he lists circumstances, trouble, distress, persecution, famine, destitution, peril, the sword, height, depth. He lists all of those circumstances. None of them can separate us. He declared, "In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." All these things? I guess so. And you've already proved that a number of them is not going to separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. And then he goes on and lists spiritual forces. Life, angels, principalities, powers, including demonic powers. Amen, that were spoken to today in a powerful way. They are defeated. They are not going to be victorious. They are not going to drag you down. Hallelujah. Those powers can't separate you. Things present, things to come in the future, anything else in creation, including death, can separate you from from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The only thing that can separate you is you yourself. Taking the wrong turn, making the wrong decision, going the wrong direction, becoming cold, becoming lax, becoming indifferent, becoming lukewarm. Don't let yourself fall into that deceptive hole that the devil would dig for you. No, rise in victory. Nothing is going to separate you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for His power. On Christmas mornings, most families have wonderful traditions. Gathering together, maybe opening presents, maybe having a breakfast and reading the Christmas story, all of those kinds of things. On Christmas morning, in 1971, in Seoul, Korea, a multi-million dollar hotel caught on fire. A propane tank exploded in a gift shop down on the bottom floors. Those in the upper floors were totally unaware of the fire. Emergency equipment came, but their ladders only stretched 8 stories tall. It was 22 stories high. And the flames quickly went up. The pictures showed them waving blankets and towels out the windows. Some of them grabbed mattresses off of the beds and jumped, hoping the mattress would cushion their fall, but 38 died in that manner. 164 altogether killed in that fire in Seoul. The worst hotel disaster on record. Helicopters tried to airlift them from the top. One man fell from the helicopter. Horrible disaster. But somebody on a neighboring rooftop somehow got a rope across to the roof of that hotel that was burning. And somehow 8 people escaped. 8. Somehow they made it across. And oh, I feel in my heart today, there's got to be a rope that we throw to people. They're needing hope. They're needing deliverance. They're needing somebody to rescue them. Because the alternative is death. Not just a bad day, not just a stubbed toe, not just a headache. The alternative is death. And that's going to get a hold of us, church. Not to take our joy away, not to take our victory away, not to put us down in the depths of despair, but no, just an awareness. If our gospel is hid, it's hid to them that are lost. And we have a deliverer. Yes. Praise God. We have a deliverer. Thank God. He taught us to pray, deliver us from evil. And thank God he does that. He does that. Amen. And oh, I'm thankful that he gave his life so that we could have eternal life. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful. The wages of sin is death. We recognize that. We're aware of that. We're not going to ignore it. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Stand with me now, please. Oh, I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. the Lord got a hold of my life. I'm thankful the light of His Word shined upon me, and I was able to grasp how important it is to be baptized in the precious name of Jesus, because that name has brought deliverance again and again. It wasn't just getting wet. It wasn't just going through a routine or a ceremony. It was taking the name above every name, the powerful name, the delivering name, the saving name that would bring me out of those sins of the past and move me into new life of blessing and strength that He would provide. Being filled with the Spirit, oh, what an incredible experience. What a wonderful promise fulfilled. What a blessing that comes from the Lord, and I'm thankful it can happen again and again. I'm thankful God does it over and over, and we receive it time and time again. Praise God to lift us up in Him. Thank the Lord for His power. Thank the Lord for His blessing. Thank the Lord for His goodness. I'm going to be eternal grateful. Thank for what He has done for me. Praise God. Praise God. And I'm going to let somebody else know. I'm going to let somebody else know you can have it too. God can bless you as well. God can deliver you as well. Praise God. How does it feel to be delivered, Brother Cliff? Go ahead and read. Go. All right, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. There are souls to rescue, amen. I don't want to take your joy. I don't want to squelch the rejoicing. We can be thankful the Lord has delivered us. We can be thankful the Lord took time for us. Oh, yes, we can rejoice that the Lord has ministered to us. Praise God. And, oh, throw a rope to somebody. Amen. Let them know there's a Savior who loves them. There's a God who delivers. There's power that can lift them up. Amen. Amen. Let's come today. Oh, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.